Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, and we're all alive and healthy and relatively free here in the studio. I say relatively free. Freedom should not be relative, but it unfortunately is considered to be at this time. And what I'm getting at is that tech guy for the show, Michael Hampton, has tested positive for COVID-19, and it would seem, based on what I'm hearing, that the reason, in fact, I'm here tonight is because both Captain and Mark are down with pretty severe symptoms of, I mean, if what there's, what if Captain, you know, he likes making his jokes. So I don't know at the moment if he actually just copied and pasted a list of COVID-19 symptoms. That's what it sounds like he did, but I don't know if that's actually what he did or not. It sounds like he pasted that list of symptoms and was like, oh, yeah, and I just got roaring drunk. So
all I know is last time I saw both Mark and Captain, they were just so exhausted and just did not seem like themselves. They seemed out of it.
Yeah, Mark has not been himself for a few days at the very least.
Yeah.
I mean, choosing not to host Free Talk Live, and then Tiki had Tyler hosting last night.
Well, he had Rich hosting, like, chair, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's unusual for Mark. So
yeah, definitely.
He's clearly tired. And so I don't know. I don't know if I'll be back here tomorrow night or not. I mean, somebody will have to be here. And if they have COVID, then chances are I'm going to be put into quarantine at work, which I got to tell you, I don't really. I've been working like 55, 60-hour work weeks there for the last few weeks. And suddenly, all of the people who couldn't work through the last few weeks are able to. So it's not even bad timing for me to get that 10-day paid vacation. And freeing me to do all of the backlog of things here at the studio that I need to do, because LRN.FM still isn't up. And figuring that out, I want people to understand, this is something I'm actively working on doing. You know, I want to get Ernie's show back online. I want to get LRN.FM fully back online. I want the satellite feeds to continue working. But this mess is complicated. You know, Ian showed me a fair bit of it, but there weren't many opportunities for something to break and for me to fix it, because for the most part, things worked.
Yep.
So they didn't break, and they didn't go, oh, okay, well, if this happens again, oh, if, by the way, if the studio gets raided again and suddenly LRN.FM satellite feeds go dark, this is what you need to do. There was none of that level of, you know, work done on this, so I'm having to reverse engineer everything that was going on here. And the fact that Free Talk Live is back up, taking phone calls with the dump button ready to go again, and the Comrex window here, proud of all of that. It was not easy to do, but LRN.FM is a monumental undertaking.
I am impressed. I can't believe how much has been accomplished without Ian here. You know, just between the different people who are involved, and I mean, you haven't even been doing this for Free Talk Live for that long, really.
I've been the assistant programming director for, I think, 2 years coming up in June.
It seemed like that long to me, as far as, like, having to know all the systems to get them all back up and running, considering how complicated they are.
No, and Ian's got, like, three decades in it.
Dozens and dozens of systems, and it's like, yeah.
And there are...
He's only 40. He would be 10. Well, I guess he wasn't...
I mean, he was pretty interested in radio.
Yeah.
I don't know. At a very young age.
Yeah, he
said that when he was, like, 10, he was using, like, AV radios to listen to his neighbor's phone calls.
Yeah, so see, Ian's got me beat on experience.
I guess that's
true. Yeah.
I don't know if it's AV radios. I don't know these words.
But I have the aptitude, and I have the knowledge. I will be able to figure it out. The main issue, honestly, has just been that I haven't had the time.
I was going to say, good, because I don't have the time, so... Yeah. Yes, please do learn.
But if it turns out that Captain and Mark have COVID, then I won't be able to go to work because I spent way too much time around them in the last week.
You know, speaking of knowledge, we need to spread that knowledge around more because things over the next 2 years, we don't know how things are going to go.
Things were a lot more centralized than I expected. I expected to find like a a sheet of paper somewhere with like the FTL Twitter password, the FTL logins for DLive and Twitch and SoundCloud and all of these other things that
might have been stolen.
It could have been. That's true. But I mean, the bulk of it was built around LastPass, which is a password manager that both Ian and I use. That means you can generate a 64-bit password with all numbers and letters and symbols, whatever you wanted, and never have to remember it as long as you remembered your master password. So I imagine all of the passwords we need are locked behind what is probably his extremely secure master password. That's where we're at. All of these things can be fixed in time, but doing them is not easy. And my priority at the moment is not the Facebook Twitter, I mean, the FTL Twitter or anything like that. It's getting LRN.fm back up.
Yeah.
But again, that's going to take me 4 hours a day of, you know, if I continue at this pace, 4 hours a day working here between waking up and going to my other job.
Right.
So it wouldn't be horrible for me to have a 10-day paid vacation.
And you're a manager, so what, you probably work 60 hours a week at the other job already, right?
It's between 55 and 60 right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a heck of a lot of hours to be putting in.
On top of that, I've taken up Ian's job of calling radio stations and reaching out to them to try to get them to run our
show.
Wow. Because I didn't know anyone was doing that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
No one else was doing it.
I just assumed that that was it. That was, we're done for as far as calling radio shows.
That's why
radio stations.
Yep, that's why I've been waking up at 11. Most of them aren't actually available at that time, so I have to figure out a way to wake up at like 9 a.m. and get that done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're early people, the radio.
Well, Eastern Standard programming directors tend to go on the air from like 7 to 9, and then they remain in the office until like 11 or so.
Interesting.
And then Central Time is, you know, an hour delayed.
Yep.
So I don't have as big of an issue. But I mean, it's the mute point anyway, because you can't get these people on the phones. We were talking about this earlier in the week that all of these radio stations right now, they're running on skeleton staffs. They've been running on skeleton staffs for years, but now it's even worse where you have your programming director who's in charge of multiple radio stations, probably never at any of them, and you're trying to call them to leave them a message to get them to return your call when there's probably hundreds of other people doing exactly that same thing. But, you know, perseverance works.
Yeah.
You stick at it long enough. You do nail a radio station.
So I don't know for sure, but my understanding is understanding of the situation is that basically nobody does what Ian does as far as calling radio stations. So you might be one of the few people actually calling, and they just don't have the time to call you back too.
It's different. There aren't many show hosts who actually reach out to radio stations. It's usually someone in a PR department. Like we would pay someone, and I think FTL does pay someone, or they used to. It was paid for with the AMP program because it was advertising, marketing, and promoting for Talk Live. But we did have a guy who we paid to do this for us.
Well, I know TMN is helping out with that now because I asked Ian and he said like he's a little less worried about it because they're helping out with it.
Indeed.
We certainly need to keep up that marketing because, you know, the show needs to continue. We're down to, I think, 185 stations.
It's definitely. Mark said we're up to almost 200 now.
That's so good. That's good because we were on the downside here, and then the last I heard anyway.
Yeah, the last I heard, the numbers are like 185.
Well, TMN definitely doesn't do like it all for us because Ian has this huge Excel spreadsheet thing where he like keeps track of like which ones to call, what time.
Do we have that spreadsheet or do we lose that? You do.
Good. Yay.
That's good.
Yeah, that's the only reason I've been able to continue doing it.
Yeah.
Because I have access to that spreadsheet anyway. I mean, like, that was one of my duties as the assistant programming director was to help him with that, but I tended to be pretty busy. Then the sheriff thing happened. But if you do want to help with all of that, the best way to do it is with the AMP program. That's Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. I want to say thank you to Andy Loy and Am I Free to Go? He was supposed to have been mentioned last night. There's no check mark by his name, so I'm assuming he didn't get mentioned. They're both amplifiers, which means they're members of the program. All we ask for that is $5 per month. And that money goes strictly to Advertise, Market, and Promote Free Talk Live. I mean, it's what helps us get on more radio stations. It's what helps us reach a larger podcast audience, a larger audience everywhere, really. So Andy Loy and Am I Free to Go, I want to thank you so much for that. And it does come with a number of cool little perks. You have an AMP-only call-in line. There's an AMP-only group on Facebook for those of you who are still on Facebook. And some of the other perks may or may not still exist. I'm told someone created an amp-only chat on the Matrix server at chat.freetalklive.com, but I can't use it, so I don't know. But check it out. We'll be back in just a moment to discuss more of this pornography ban in Utah. It's Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the phone line. You can call in to talk about anything you want. Actually, a surprisingly few number of phone calls tonight. I guess people are out there doing whatever it is people who don't work Friday nights do on Friday nights.
Well, it's a holiday.
Oh, it is
everyone's
a holiday.
Everyone's favorite holiday.
And we haven't even mentioned that, because for whatever reason, Christians decided to call the holiday where their Lord and Savior was brutally tortured and killed Good Friday.
Oh, it's that Good Friday when Jesus was horribly tortured and then killed.
As I pointed out to some of my coworkers today, if you work in any sort of food service or retail, there is no such thing as a Good Friday. But least of all, the actual haunted Good Friday. It's so bizarre to me that Christians even celebrate it, because this is the day that humans killed your God.
It's kind of weird to celebrate, isn't it?
Let's think about that. Let's not even think about the logistics of how human beings might have killed Christians' God, but just the idea of celebrating that. And I understand the reasoning is, oh, well, it was because of his death that we're able to be saved. I understand that. But that's Easter.
Yeah, that's when he rises.
So, but Easter is even more peculiar to me than Good Friday. And I imagine that's true for everyone. And Christians continue hiding the eggs and have the Easter bunny and all of that. It's like, how do you think Jesus feels about all of this pagan nonsense that you're celebrating? He can't possibly be a fan of it. Jesus probably likes me more for not celebrating Easter than he likes Christians for celebrating Easter. So it's just, the whole thing is bizarre to me. Are banks even open today? Is Good Friday a national holiday?
I don't know. I mean, I would
I know
think
schools
not.
Are closed.
There's probably schools closed, but no national holiday, I don't think. I don't know that the banks are closed either. I think the banks might be open even, because I think there were cars in the parking lot when I passed TD this afternoon. So I think the banks are open, but maybe some banks closed. I don't know.
Wow. So that means that Ash Wednesday just passed, but I didn't see any women going around with ash on their forehead and get terrified because I'm not in San Antonio.
There is a Catholic church here in Keene.
I just don't really go out much also, ever since my boyfriend was kidnapped.
Yeah, probably not at the moment, I would imagine not.
Well, you came out today.
Yeah, I forced myself to. I almost didn't. I was like 35 minutes late. Thanks.
So we've been talking about this porn filter being implemented or ordered to be implemented in the state of Utah. Although it's really silly, because one of the requirements is that they have to get 5 other states to pass it. And I assume that's because they're not stupid enough to think that they actually wield the market pressure over, you know, LG or Samsung to be like, hey, you have to do this. We're the state of Utah.
Right.
We have 14 whole people who live here.
Nobody's going to actually, like, comply in order to, like, especially with a cap of $500 for a fine, basically.
I'm not even sure the United States, if this encompassed the entire United States, would have the market force to make LG or Samsung or Motorola.
Oh, the whole United States would. But
you think so?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, this is definitely, but certainly not a state. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe California would have that kind of power. But, like, there's not that many states that have the populations necessary to, like, you know, do
affect a global manufacturer.
Right.
I just looked it up, and Salt Lake City has almost 200,000 for a population. Salt Lake City is their biggest city.
I mean, 8 million is what New York City is in terms of population. Boston is 1.3? I think it's the same size as basically all of New Hampshire. So, yeah.
New Hampshire also is not very densely populated, but to our state's defense, New Hampshire so far has not gone out there and tried to tell phone manufacturers what they can and can't do on their devices.
Right, exactly. It's like, and just thinking of this, it's like, it's beyond their borders. Like, the idea that you can tell a manufacturer who doesn't even operate in your state, like, what they can and cannot do just blows my mind.
Does this article get into their why? Because I just want to know.
Yeah, let's continue with the story, and we'll see if they do. I didn't read the whole story before, surprise, surprise. We started the show, but it's a fairly short story, so. Spokesman for Cox previously told the AP that he would carefully consider the bill during the signing period. The bill's sponsor, Representative Susan Polishper, said she was grateful that Cox signed the bill, which she said was aimed at keeping porn away from children, the AP notes. She also noted that parents could take the filters off, which is crazy because they already can do this without them passing a law on it.
Yeah, if it's just for children.
Already have filters available for them or software that you could install from the App Store or what, the Play Store or whatever it is.
Yeah, if for whatever reason you don't want your children watching porn and they're your children, then put a porn filter on their device.
Yeah, and this
don't have the government do it for you.
This is kind of like standard stuff. Like, you can find plenty of different programs to do it, and it's even built into the operating system in like Android and such. So like, I don't even think this is like this law just doesn't make any sense to me.
But now the parents are absolved of responsibility. They don't actually have to do it. They can make the government do it. And now it applies to everyone. It's not just, oh, we want to make sure our kids can't watch pornography. They want to make sure your kids can't watch pornography.
Yes. I mean, I have to wonder how many kids are, like, going out of their way to look at pornography if they're not interested in it in the first place, which means it's, like, supposed to affect teenagers, I guess, mostly. And then it's, like, how many teenagers aren't smart enough to get around this porn filter?
Well, presumably it would be password protected or something, so they'd have to...
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that many teenagers, but I can't recall any teenagers back in my day that had a password on their device that they didn't have control over.
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I mean, do you really have a password on your 13-year-old's, like, device?
I was raised by a bit over...
protective parenting and just extreme.
Once I reached teenage years, I was pretty much pushed off onto my father, who gave almost no crap about what I was doing.
Yeah.
So if I wanted porn, I could watch all the porn I wanted.
Yeah.
He probably would have bought it for me if it hadn't been so awkward for me to ask my father to buy me porn.
Yeah, I suspect that most parents who are concerned about porn are, like, concerned about their, like, I don't know, like, 7 to 10-year-old kids, you know, probably, like, looking at or coming across porn or something.
Well, I mean, what's the worst that could happen? Your 7-year-old stumbles across porn, has some questions. You answer those questions. What damage has been done there? In fact, that's probably information that kid needs to know. Maybe not at the age of 7, but it could be. There are child molesters out there. Maybe you should let your 7-year-old know that, hey, this is something that adults do, and you shouldn't let anyone do this with you.
I mean, honestly, you know, keeping this kind of information from them actually puts the kids more at risk.
That's what I'm arguing.
Than not. So,
I wouldn't say, hey, sit down in the living room, watch some porn with your 7-year-old, but if your 7-year-old stumbles across it and has some questions, answer the questions like a responsible adult.
And the crazy thing is they've got, like, porn on, like, television in, like over-the-air television in, like, a lot of countries, like in Europe and stuff.
Really?
Well, there's Skinamax here. Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's absolutely insane. It's not like we have to do it the way we do it.
In Europe, your kids, like, aren't gonna... nudity is so normal.
Yeah, it's on the subway and everything. Like, I don't know. It just seems we're such an extreme in the United States in this regard.
It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Brandon Gunzel. U.S. Capitol Police are identifying the officer who was killed in the security breach outside the Capitol today. A statement from Capitol Police says Officer William Billy Evans died from injuries he sustained. He was an 18-year veteran. One other officer was injured when a man rammed his car into a security barrier outside the Capitol. The lone suspect died after being shot by police. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a statement and called Officer Evans a martyr for our democracy. She added, Americans are united in appreciation for the courage of the U.S. Capitol Police. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is signing an executive order banning so-called vaccine passports. Under the order, any attempt by a government or business to require proof that someone has been vaccinated against COVID-19 is prohibited. DeSantis says requiring proof of a vaccine to do things like going to a game or eating in a restaurant could create two classes of citizens based on who's been vaccinated. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. is posting its biggest increase in jobs since August. There were 916,000 new jobs added in March as the unemployment rate fell to 6%. Job creation was nearly double the 468,000 in February when the jobless rate was 6.2%. Service sector growth again led the advance, particularly in the hard-hit leisure and hospitality industries. Those payrolls rose by 280,000 in March, on top of a revised gain of 384,000 in February.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott has written to Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, encouraging him to join the senator's push for the Winter Olympic Games to be relocated away from China over its human rights violations. The senator saying he's also written President Joe Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to support the campaign. Scott saying he's not calling for a boycott of the Winter Games, as it would hurt only athletes who trained all their lives for the event. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Recovery hasn't really stopped here at the Free Talk Live studio. 603-283-6160. Those watching the cams that you can find at cam.freetalklive.com. Actually out here to get the security camera system back up and running. Of course, that was destroyed, really, by the raid on the property that occurred on March the 16th.
And it's really annoying because it's also affecting stuff post-raid, like the guy egging my car is now not caught on camera because the FBI cut the cords to our cameras, our own cameras, for some reason.
It's shocking to me that they cut the cords. Like, they unplugged a few of mine from the actual 50-foot or 100-foot cable that ran to the DVR and to the power outlets, but they didn't actually, like, cut any of my cables.
You know, it's probably standard operating procedure to disconnect at a minimum, devices and cables and things. So that doesn't surprise me too much.
Was it true that there was no mobile phone access here on the day of the raid, that they had a cell blocker out here?
I heard that, but I don't know if that's true.
That's what people were speculating, because Joa couldn't connect live.
What I can tell you is that the radio equipment was operational until apparently about 2 o'clock, the relay. So they didn't block the radio fully. If they block cell signals, that is news to me. But I didn't try to communicate immediately around the building with my cell phone, so I don't even know.
It seemed to me like that probably would not be true. I mean,
it seems like an exaggeration of what likely would have occurred.
I mean, they tend to disconnect the internet in these sort of circumstances, but actually bringing in a cell phone signal blocker would be
They don't even have the authority to do that, I don't think. That's an FCC thing, and they can't even do it for the prison, so it seems like it probably would be unlikely for the FBI when they're raiding. And I have a hard time imagining that they did in practice actually do that. Why didn't they take down the radio, you know, the relay? I mean, that would have hindered, you know, the communications more effectively than blocking the cellular signal anyway.
Were people using radio that day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the reason we had two people on scene and not one.
Okay. I saw that there were a lot of people at my house. I'm told that Hampton actually alerted people to the fact that that was happening by posting something like FBI here to the chat that we were all using. But
yeah,
I didn't do any of that, dude, because I just heard yelling and screaming downstairs, and I thought it was the contractors who had been out there working.
Yep.
So I went flying down the stairs wearing a blanket and a pair of underwear asking, guys, what the F is going on?
I have to say that if it wasn't for Michael Hampton, you know, alerting us to a miss, and it was funny because it was misspelled,
it was very early in the morning.
What clearly occurred was he was rushing and he was doing it so fast that it got misspelled, and I'm like, is this a joke? The first thing in my mind was, is this a joke?
Why would it be a joke?
The second thing is, there's no way it's a joke, and we knew this was going to happen, so what am I thinking? Is it a joke? No, it's not a joke.
I didn't know this was going to happen. I mean, I assumed that at some point this video would probably get raided again, because that's what happens here.
I can't say that I had the exact date, but the FBI doesn't just go away, you know? It's like, they will definitely, if they want you, they will go after you, and they will not stop until they get you. And let's be honest, they already raided. We knew a year ago that they were, you know, at least investigating, you know? They were coming, and there's no denying it. You know, over what? Okay, maybe we could debate on what might occur as far as what they might be raiding over, but they were coming back.
Yeah, but honestly, the thing about it, when I first heard that the FBI, when they were saying, like, this is the FBI, like, put your hands up or whatever, my first thought, but my gut reaction was just kind of like, this is going to be a misunderstanding, and they're going to let me and Ian go. I did not think that Ian was going to be arrested right then, because he doesn't do bad things, he's such a good person.
He is, he's an amazing person, but I don't know how familiar you had gotten in the month and a half that you were here, but
I've been dating him for 5 months.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. I don't know how much you knew about him at the time.
Well, whatever she knows, Chris, that's not something that we should be talking about on the air.
Yeah, fair enough.
So anyway, they were a lot nicer at my place than they were here. I mean, they battered at my front door, but they didn't break out any windows. And as far as I can tell, other than taking my Nintendo Wii U, which I will never, ever understand, most of what they seemed to take made sense in accordance with what I would expect from the warrant, which I still haven't fully seen. Because I've seen the warrant, right? But it says, to see what we're looking for, see attachment 8F or whatever.
Well, of course, they didn't leave the attachment 8F, right?
No. I won't get that until the discovery process.
Is that what that's hurt? Well, I guess I don't know if you can say any of that, so I'll just leave it at that. We won't answer that question.
So I'm just curious. What good is a search warrant supposed to do me if I can't see what you're searching for and what you have authorized to take and what you don't have authorization to take?
Because we got that. I didn't see anything missing. Like, it said the reason for everything being taken, and it was like, you know, something that reasonably could be assumed that Ian Freeman would use it and stuff like that. So that's so weird that you didn't get that.
It was all really weird.
And that's kind of interesting that you say that, because, like, I don't know about you, but, like, usually, I mean, in 2020, do other roommates use each other's equipment, like personal computers? That seems unusual. Maybe if this was the 90s or something.
And, like, one person was a tenant in a separate part of the house with its own address that just absolutely doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's, and these are, like, bolted, like, there's bolts on doors and things, and, like, they just kind of broken.
Oh, yeah. And
it's
not,
like, and it's like there's nothing connecting them to what you're searching for, and it's a locked separate area and or apartment, and like just the whole idea that like you can just put an address down and then take everything from the entire, and this is the crazy thing, the FBI actually does this. They will have an apartment complex with 20 different tenants, and they will search every single one of them, and the Supreme Court, I believe, even ruled that that's okay. Like, how on earth is that okay?
That was the analogy I was going to make. If they have an apartment building with, let's say, 20 different residences in it,
yeah,
they can raid all of the apartments?
By accident, at least they can, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
It is. I mean, it's been a hectic 2 weeks, but it's a date I will never forget because, one, it's right after the Ides of March, which 2 years ago was the day that I did Shemel versus Nazi.
What is the Ides of March?
It's just a reference to March the 15th. You know, beware the Ides of March. It goes back to Julius Caesar, the play by Shakespeare. So, I mean, it's just an expression referring to March the 15th for whatever reason. But also 316, which has biblical references. I mean, it's very easy to remember 316, and it was March the 16th, sure enough.
Wow, that's really creepy.
Yeah,
you have to wonder.
Creepy, but it's easy to remember.
You have to wonder if it was intentional.
Honestly, I keep getting creeped out because, like, the jail that they took Ian and nobody to, well, and you and everybody, the zip code is 03033. Creeps me out. Or the area code? Wait, no, zip code, yeah.
That's the zip code. I don't know. The whole thing was weird, and, you know, we're doing the best we can to muddle on it. I think we're doing a fine job of that. I mean, keep in mind, right after that, apparently, now, the other two hosts have COVID. So,
I know.
Here we are.
Imagine if this is like, if that's them trying to take down Free Talk Live, that'd be really scary.
Take it down via COVID. That would be so weird.
It would
talk about
effective
biological warfare.
None of the people who host the show who have COVID have any of these underlying comorbidities, right? So it would be a stupid method for them to use to try to take down the show. But again, I want to stress, being the IT person who put all of this stuff back together, they were not trying to target the show. The only reason the studio got hit is because we kept it in the residence of someone they were hitting. If this was in an office building somewhere on Main Street here in Keene, it would not have been touched. Take it from the IT person who put all of this back together. They took drones in through this window, yet none of this stuff is damaged. No damage to any of it. 603.
They disconnected a lot of things, though, man.
Unplugging a cable is easy to fix.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Last segment of the show. Thanks so much for listening. It's been a wild discussion. Chris, I miss doing shows with you. We've got to do this more often. For those who haven't, I imagine the podcasts are still online. I don't know. I haven't looked into it. The Call to Freedom podcast. I know the videos.
Where were they hosted? I always had trouble finding them where after the show is like, they're supposedly from the website, but I go to the website, and if I can't figure it out, like, I can only imagine that.
Oh, yeah, they never went to the website. Someone was managing the website, but I didn't have access to it. It was the other former co-host of Call to Freedom, Tom Gray, who was doing that.
But they were on, like, SoundCloud or something, right?
They were on Podbean.
Oh, Podbean.
Okay. And Spotify, actually.
And Spotify, okay.
For people who wanted to go through the trouble of listening to podcasts on Spotify for whatever reason.
Spotify is so confusing to me. I just used Apple Music back when I had my iPhone.
I, at this point, could not live without Spotify. I love it. And all of the Bluetooth connections in my house, like, I can just put on Spotify and just walk anywhere in my house, and it will just keep connecting and disconnecting from speakers. So it's very nice.
That's amazing.
I love that.
But it's just, like, it's really complicated for me, I guess, and Apple Music probably has less features, but it's just so easy.
Well, let's go to the phones. We got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, dead children.
Ooh, that's a downer.
Big downer.
Yeah. Well, it may have been caused by your government excerpting a couple sentences from a news article on one of the news stations in Albuquerque, easily found by searching the little girl's name. Is
I want to correct you, David. I have no government, only authorities who insist that I must obey.
Right. Exactamundo. So this little girl's name was Amaraya, like Mariah, but with an A on the front, last name Moya, M-O-Y-A. And to a couple sentences here that tell it better than I can, talking about her father, Moya, who lives in Salt Lake City, said Martinez, meaning the mother of this Amaraya, didn't let him see Amaraya most of her life. And the father and daughter mainly spoke over the phone as he recently started the process of getting visitation rights. It was tough. I always had this vision one day that she was going to get old enough to make her own decision or a judge would grant me custody. I always thought that was how it would end up, he said. And what these, the child's mother who had custody and was pushing the father out of the life at 3 a.m.
Let me interrupt real quick because I have a couple of questions. Yeah. What was the age of this girl when she died?
She would have turned 8 in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Because that mythology spread around me and my classmates as well. I mean, we were all like, oh, it's fine. You'll reach this certain age and you'll be able to decide who you want to live with. But first it was 10, and then I reached 10 and nothing happened. They were like, oh, no, once you're 12, you can just pick. And then it was, oh, once you're 13, once you're 14. And then eventually, of course, just sort of forgot about it and it became a non-issue. So I'm just curious if that's ever actually a real thing where parents just like, hey, who do you want to live with?
Now, theoretically, in most states, the age is 14 that the child can finally decide which parent that the child wants to live with. But in this case, it was a typical case of one parent had custody and was denying the other parent access to the child. And what happened is that the kid is dead because the custodial parent, the mom in this case, and her girlfriend were driving at 3 a.m. with 5 children in the car, drunk, at a high rate of speed and high enough that they hit a concrete barrier and went airborne and impacted another concrete barrier, killing 2 children instantly and injuring the rest of them. And one has to wonder, if the father had not been pushed out of the child's life, would the child be less likely to have been at 3 a.m. in a speeding car driven by a drunk mother?
Well, not knowing anything about the father, I can't say, but the answer is probably.
Well, it would have been an alternative. I mean, you have to say it would have been less likely. And if this woman was,
I mean, he may be just as bad as the woman. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have enough information, really.
This is Utah.
Yeah, true. But generally, people who are willing to be driving at 3 a.m. with 5 children while drunk at a high enough rate of speed to go airborne and with a vehicle generally have not, that's not the first time they did that. And so there would probably be evidence of that. And the father may very well have had the kid with him instead of with the mother that killed the kid. So,
you know, one thing I can agree with you on, I think, is that this shouldn't be a decision that the government should be making. It should be a decision that the children should be making.
Yeah, well, in the case of toddler and infant children that can't make a decision, the law should at least allow the second parent access to their own children and not allow the first parent to obstruct access to one's own child.
Oh, these were infants? All of these were infants?
They ranged from one that was a newborn up to, like, at 8 years old were in the car.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I mean, 8-year-olds I could definitely see, you know, being like the child deciding. But, yeah, an infant obviously is not. You're going to have a problem getting a response from an infant.
Right. Well, the infant's dead, so we don't have to worry about that. The infant is dead and the 7-year-old is dead. So that solves that problem. Don't have to worry about custody anymore.
That's horrific.
It is horrific.
I mean, David, you're not wrong. The family courts here in the United States, they are extremely biased anyway. But, I mean, no, we can't let a 2-year-old make the decision about who they want to go and live with. But this is all the more reason that people should act like adults and discuss things and work things out between the parents of that child to come to some sort of not totally one-sided understanding. I mean, if there wasn't a state for this woman to use backing her in this, there would be no mechanism for her to be like, oh, no, you can't have any access to your kids.
And what's weird is, like, this circles back to what we were talking about the porn in Utah. People having, like, less understanding of sex and ending up with babies when they're too freaking immature, it's going to end up like that in this story. He said Salt Lake City, so... Yeah, it happened in Utah.
Yeah, I was wondering how you were making a connection between the two stories.
Yeah, David, thank you so much for the call. I mean, you're not wrong. There's a reason that the state of Mississippi has the highest rate of teen pregnancy in the United States. And it's because there's no sexual education there. And if there is sex ed, it's just the abstinence-only crap.
Mm.
It's also why it has the highest rate of gonorrhea infections and a number of other STIs. And it's all because they're not telling their kids anything about sex. So they're learning it from porn or Ben Affleck in whatever popular movie he's in. And this was the point I tried making when they were like, oh, we need to get pornography actors to wear protection when they film their stuff. I'm like, dude, your 14-year-old kid is not taking his cues on how to have sex with his girlfriend from porn. You need to be talking to Ben Affleck and all of these other guys in these movies that they actually look up to and who have never stopped to be like, oh, wait, no, let me put on protection first in any of their films. If you want to teach them that, you get the Hollywood movie stars to do it. But getting porn stars to do it isn't going to affect
them. I don't
know.
I mean, just...
And I don't think that would affect them all that
just
much.
Just talking about it in school, like in a sex ed class, it should be enough to teach kids that, you know, wear a condom.
One thing that was really dangerous that I thought up until I was, like, old enough to have sex and I was having sex was that you could not get pregnant on your period. That could have been a big mistake.
Yeah, that's not uncommon.
I mean, that was probably because they withheld information from you, correct?
Sure. Yeah, my parents were not open about sex with me, and also just, like, I just remember so many of my girlfriends saying that, like, don't forget, you can have unprotected sex on your period, because you can't get pregnant on your period.
I always had to wonder, was that a real thing? Like, I know that they said that was, like, a, like...
Well, she's sitting here telling you that was a real thing.
Oh, it's, you can definitely get pregnant on your period. I know a boy who exists because his mom got pregnant on his period.
I believe you.
Do people actually say that to one another?
Yeah, like, I always wonder...
That's what I'm telling you. She's literally telling you.
Right. I always wondered... Okay, right, I hear what you're saying now. But I always wondered, you know, okay, prior to this conversation, you know, is that something that... You know, kids really don't know. Like,
yeah,
like,
I was a kid, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I can totally. We can just do this without protection."
I guess let's put it this way: our sex ed program wasn't that bad.
We didn't have one
at all.
No,
really? Wow,
at all. But I'm not a fan of school sex ed programs anyway.
I'm not. They're terrible. Don't get me wrong, but they're at least better than letting kids get away with not knowing that. Yeah, or thinking that.
I will give it to you that a public education sex ed program is better than teaching people nothing.
I think.
But that's also to say that eating a rotten sandwich off the street is better than starving to death.
If I recall correctly, in high school, they were like, they had two things that they did. They did the abstinence, but they also did the how to use a condom. So...
But it's been an interesting episode of Free Talk Live. We'll be back same time tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, you can find all of the missing shows, well, all of the shows that we've ever done going back almost 10 years at freetalklive.com. And again, check out the AMP program if you think the show is worth contributing to. AMP.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting.
It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.